You are listening to Life Science Connect Radio. Broadcasting live from New York and direct from the show floor of Interphex. Advancing the processing of life-enhancing drugs. Life Science Connect and Interphex, together in the Big Apple. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Todd and Todd live in New York, Life Science Connect Radio, on location direct from Interphex Day 3. Todd, we have an exciting guest up next, but gosh, as I suspected, Day 3 is going to be just as great as Day 2. We're having a good time so far.
Yeah, you know what just hit me after our last guest? I mean, a professional engineer that's down into the nitty-gritty, all kinds of detail. That perspective, when you combine it with the perspective of some of the marketing folks and the sales folks here, you really need to combine both those views to really get the full picture of the power of this technology.
I agree, and that's the super secret about Life Science Connect Radio, is that we get to help facilitate those conversations, and the two most biggest beneficiaries of that are you and me. Well, next up is an exciting guest. Say hello to Warren Eng. He's a product manager, bioprocess with Eppendorf North America. Warren, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
We're glad to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us, Warren. Before we get into conversation around Eppendorf, take a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Yeah, sure. Mechanical engineer by training. Training, yeah. So, along with Carol Stanton, we manage the bioprocess portfolio for Eppendorf. That encompasses both the New Brunswick bioprocess line and the Doskip bioprocess line.
All right. Well, go deeper on that. Tell us how Eppendorf serves its market.
Well, pretty much we are a partner in the life science industries. Back in 2007, Eppendorf acquired New Brunswick Systems, and that's pretty much why I was brought on board to help manage that integration. By 2010, that's when we fully integrated the product line of New Brunswick into the Eppendorf systems. Then in 2012, Eppendorf acquired Doskip systems. So there's a complementary synergy between the Doskip systems and New Brunswick. Even though they do both supply equipment to the bioprocess industry, they both have their niches. Small scale, parallel systems, advanced software on the Doskip systems, and large scale, robust systems on the New Brunswick systems. So they really complement each other.
Warren, I want to take you a couple of steps back, and from your customers' perspective, what kind of issues are your systems helping your customers address? What kind of problems that help them solve?
I'd say with the advanced software systems, customers can really look into what it is that they're doing and maybe how they can improve on that in later runs. So the SCADA systems that we offer, the data logging systems, integration of third-party systems with the bioreactor systems, those are all issues or hurdles that our customers are facing these days. And I think we have at least a part of that solution in their whole overall goal in research.
Well, you touched on this a bit, but I want to go deeper on it. I mean, we all know the biotech industry is a relatively small industry. Walk us through how Eppendorf really stands apart from other suppliers.
Yeah, I'd say because New Brunswick has roughly about 70 years experience in the biotech industry, Eppendorf also relatively 70 years experience in the life science industry. Doskip was also created in 1991. So the three competence centers, we like to say, they really bring together their expertise. So New Brunswick's expertise is in sophisticated polymer manufacturing. So the first product really that has come out of this collaboration is our rigid wall single use systems. A lot of the single-use systems that are used today are flexible bag systems. There are some drawbacks to that system, but we feel that because of the traditional glass rigid wall reactor systems that primarily used in New Brunswick and Doskip systems, we can apply that concept into the polymer single-use manufacturing systems. So that's really how the product focuses well with the collaboration that was put forth.
There's that word again, young
boy. I was just going to ask about single use again, Warren. I think there's hardly a conversation we've had here that didn't bring that whole concept up, and it's a juggernaut, I think, is probably the right word for it.
Yeah.
What kind of influence does that have on the direction of the product development? I mean, as a product manager, you've got to be, I would think, have that on your mind quite often.
Yeah, everybody, well, there is a lot of, I agree, there's a lot of talk in the industry about single use, mainly because of its flexibility. flexibility and its and the customer's ability to predict the costs of certain aspects of the manufacturing process. But yeah, I would say single use is still relatively in its infancy. I think there's more to come in terms of new products, improvements on current products as well.
I'm just curious. I'm not an engineer, and I'm just wondering how does that change your thinking? Or, I mean, is it a dramatic difference thinking in terms of single use versus, you know, stainless steel and it's going to be there for 20 years?
Right. Well, I think stainless steel, it has its place in the market. I don't think stainless steel is going away necessarily, because not that single use is going to be replacing it anytime soon. But in certain applications, yes, single use does have its advantages. And it's something that we're always looking forward to. We're always dabbling in new technologies. Our R&D groups in Germany and here in the U.S. are always looking for new products, and as well as revamping current products to adapt to single-use systems.
Well, new products and improving existing products. So what should we be looking forward to from Eppendorf?
Yeah, I'd say our number one goal is to improve on what we already have. So we've actually just launched a new generation pipette, the old version, the reference. Now we have the reference 2, much lighter, more ergonomic. We have the repeater, so that is also improved upon. We have serological pipettes, those are also brand new. But like I said before, our R&D team is dabbling in new technologies, both in updating current instruments for both performance and safety. And I'd say we will also probably be launching new instruments in the near future.
Warren, Todd and I are both media guys, and so when it comes to understanding engineering, we're kind of, you know, slow, shall we say. But I look at a place like Interfex, and I look at the vast array of technology that's here, and then there's the applications of all that technology on top of it. Guy like you with the engineering background, what do you get out of a show like Interfex?
Well, you know, it's you learn something new every day. And for me, the uncertainty of where the day will take me, listening to the customer's application, really getting to intimately know how they're using our equipment, other people's equipment, and there's a sort of level of personal attachment to our users using our equipment, whether it's a small pipette or a bioreactor. So it's just really, really motivating to see the motivation, I'd say, the drive behind what these researchers are doing, because in the end, they're making vaccines and antibiotics and
important stuff.
Important medical breakthroughs in our daily lives that pretty much everybody's affected by it.
Let's set aside Eppendorf for just a quick second. When the bell rings at the end of the day, what will Warren Eng's key takeaways from Interfex be? What's really excited you from this show?
You know, I actually this year has been a very good year for Interfex. In previous years, we gotten this to a certain level of meeting our customers, but I think this year just blows every year previous years in comparison.
Great.
So there's a lot of new projects that we've learned during the show.
Mm-hmm.
So and we're just excited to get back into the office and
get back to the real world.
Yeah. and just collaborate with our customers and see where we can take them.
There's that word again.
Yep.
Warren, if there was one thing, if you didn't have any constraints on what you could work on, just as you look out there, what is the one challenge or mountain that you see that, you know, in this industry that you'd just love to work on and go fix? Because I know you're going to eventually work on it and fix it.
Yeah, I'd like to fix everything, but no, I'd say really diving into each customer's applications, I wish I had the answers for everything that they asked for, but unfortunately we can't. But we do have our R&D team coming out with app papers, white papers to give our customers a starting point in their process. So we have new users on a daily basis come to us asking us for information, and you know, pretty much looking to us as a consultant for their to jump off of. So we've created those app papers, white papers to really give them that jump off point, what parameters to set, how to go about their C train, for example. So that's something that I think we could work on and improve on, just so that there's more clarity in the direction of where they want to go.
All right. Well, Warren, I hate to say it, but we're running low on time. before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you, and where can they learn more about Eppendorf?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a website, EppendorfNA, www.eppendorfna.com. All our products are there, products that I mentioned today, bioprocess equipment. That's our go-to website for, and we're also here at Interfex booth 3738.
All right, 3738. Warren Eng, Product Manager Bioprocess with Eppendorf North America. It's great to have you, Warren. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
No, thank you.
All right, well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Warren Eng, my co-host, Todd Youngblood, I'm Todd Schnick. Life Science Connect Radio's live coverage from Interfex. We'll be right back.